North Carolina isn't even near the top of the list of likely swing states in November. In recent years, Democratic candidates have barely bothered to campaign here. But Obama's choice of North Carolina for yesterday's event could mean he's planning to fight for the state. NCGOP Director Chris McClure doesn't think it'll work.
You know, we haven't voted for a Democrat since 1976, and I think we all know how that turned out for 4 years. And I think our state is a solid red state. I know some people are saying it's purple. They think they can swing it blue. You know, you've got to go and try to get votes everywhere you can. So we welcome him here because every time he speaks, I think he just gets more votes for the Republicans.
That isn't what it sounded like inside the Expo building. The Illinois senator was introduced by none other than Governor Mike Easley. Easley had previously endorsed Obama's former rival, Senator Hillary Clinton, and was booed for his choice at a recent party event. Yesterday, the governor ate crow.
And I want to start by saying, I know I'm late, but I am on the train. I'd rather be a bum in the boxcar on the Obama train than on the front of the bus with John McCain, I can tell you that.
Obama's 45-minute speech included a lot of the same economic proposals he's been talking about for months on the campaign trail. What was different was the speech itself, less rhetoric and more detail than his primary campaign speech. But there were still plenty of moments that brought the audience to its feet. His plan to slow the foreclosure crisis garnered a lot of applause. He says he'd put aside $10 billion in financial relief to keep people in their homes. Plus, he'd offer refinancing help and tax credits for mortgage interest.
The principle is simple. If the government can bail out investment banks on Wall Street, we can extend a hand to folks who are struggling here on Main Street.
Obama is calling for another economic stimulus package this summer, including a second round of rebate checks and expanded unemployment help. He also talked about his plan to make college more affordable.
I'll offer this promise to every student as president. Your country will offer you a $4,000 a year tuition credit if you offer your country community or national service when you graduate. If you invest in America, America will invest in you.
Obama devoted a lot of his speech to attacking his Republican rival, Senator John McCain. Over and over, he linked McCain to President Bush on issues from fiscal conservatism to tax policy. Obama says McCain wants to hand out $2 trillion in tax breaks for big corporations like oil giant ExxonMobil.
At a time when we're fighting two wars, when millions of Americans can't afford their medical bills or their tuition bills, when we're paying more than $4 a gallon for gas, the man who rails against government spending wants to spend $1.2 billion on a tax break for ExxonMobil. That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
After the speech, audience member Wendy Jones gave Obama high marks. She and her husband run a trucking company struggling with rising gas prices. She thinks Obama's economic message could win the state for him, but she's worried race might be a problem.
People are going to have to get beyond the color barrier that nobody wants to talk about, but it's there. So if we address the issues and forget about how the person looks, I think North Carolina will get there if we talk about the issues.
That's what Obama's campaign plans to do for the next 2 weeks. He'll be speaking about his economic plans across the country. Republican candidate John McCain is on the move, too, holding town hall meetings across the Northeast for the rest of the week. I'm Laura Leslie in Raleigh.